News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
For all that, though, the long-debated church service in Armagh marking the centenary of partition and Northern Ireland's foundation will take place this morning. But should we be commemorating the partition of the island of Ireland? Michael D. Higgins isn't attending. Representatives of the government are. Are they right? Matt Carty, Sinn Féin TD, and Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Fine Gael TD, join us now. Jennifer, is the government right to send two representatives to this, in your view?
Well, look, I mean, the invitation there is about reflection on the past and hope for the future. It's organised by the church leaders, and I understand all of the political parties in the North are going, except Sinn Féin. The Alliance Party are going, the SDLP are going. The people who will be speaking will be church leaders, Archbishop Eamon Martin, the president of the Methodist Church, and children invited by the church leaders to commemorate the pain of the past and the reflection of the past and hope for the future based on a real shared island. That's very much the focus of the Department of Taoiseach, of Micheál Martin, who set up the Shared Island Unit. Government is working day to day on difficult issues around the institutions, the protocol, working with those political parties and with community leaders, and having been invited, Minister Jack Chambers on behalf of the Department of Taoiseach and Minister Simon Coveney from the Department of Foreign Affairs, both departments working day to day on all of these difficult issues are attending on behalf of government.
Okay, Matt Carty, how about that reflection on the past and keeping with the shared island? And Sinn Féin is an outlier among northern parties in not attending.
Well, Jennifer is right that Sinn Féin won't be attending, and Sinn Féin, let's remember, represents the vast majority of nationalist opinion in the north, which I believe is in tune with our view that this event cannot be taken out of the context of the overall centenary celebrations, as they're described, of the creation of the Northern State. And quite frankly, the creation of the Northern State isn't something that we believe should be celebrated. In fact, it is one of the most traumatic and negative experiences to be experienced by the Irish people in our history. I would say it comes second only to the Great Hunger in terms of the long-standing negative implications that it had. So yes, peace and reconciliation are hugely important, but that peace and reconciliation and our engagements in it have to be based on mutual respect and understanding. And they have to include the provision and the ability for people to give their narratives and experiences of what partition meant, how it impacted on their communities, how it impacted on our society and our country as a whole. We think that in this instance, Michael D. Higgins made the right call and the government should have followed suit.
Jennifer, how about that? You can't celebrate the creation of partition of the Northern Ireland state.
It's not, I believe, in any way a celebration or endorsement of events of the past. The churches have been very clear that the service will acknowledge different perspectives, failures and hurts. And Matt is right, that is a deeply, deeply hurtful event, as were, you know, the experience of Catholics in the north of Ireland, you know, left alone, left without support, going through very significant civil rights abuses, and then the difficulties through the Troubles. It has been a deeply painful past. They think, you know, parties are looking towards the future, having been invited by church leaders who want to affirm a shared commitment really to build a future marked by peace and reconciliation, attending on that basis. I note that the Taoiseach said a number of weeks ago that it was similar to an event in the Presbyterian Church along the same lines, which Declan Carney, the chairperson of Sinn Féin, attended.
Well, yeah, how about that, Matt Carty? Well, what's the difference between this event and the one that your minister in the north, Declan Carney, attended?
The event that Declan Carney attended was one of dozens, perhaps even more, that Sinn Féin have participated in, and it was based on a discussion, and that's the crucial difference here. This was based on people being able to outline their views and their experiences of the past 100 years, but very importantly, to be able to set out their vision for the future, and that's what Declan Carney did in that that
Jennifer, Carol McNeill, do you a very different event, Jennifer?
I don't know, because I think this, you know, if you look at what the churches are trying to do today, they're setting out a vision for the future. The people who are speaking are not politicians, they're church leaders, they're children from all sides of the communities, they're community groups. This is very much an event along the lines that Matt describes, reflecting on the pain of the past, but looking towards the future. It isn't about politics. politicians speaking at this event. It really isn't about that. This is about church leaders coming together to try to look forward.
Okay, Matt Carty, to borrow a line from Father Ted, this would be an ecumenical matter. What's the problem with it?
If this was an inclusive, neutral event, our president would be attending today. He's not, and he made the right call.
Well, you can't speak for the president.
I'm not. I can only reflect on what he said and how he outlined his reasons for not being in attendance, and to say that I fully support him. And the truth of the matter is that if we're going to talk about partition and the creation of the Northern State, then there has to be an opportunity to also outline how we actually undo the damage that partition created. This event doesn't provide that opportunity, and therefore I think the government is wrong to be in attendance today.
Jennifer?
Well, I think it's a church service led by church leaders. They have made it, you know, to try to, they are not including voices of politicians. It's not an event of that kind. It's an event by church leaders and community groups that politicians have been invited to. The politicians across the North, including, as I said, the Alliance Party, including the SDLP, are participating in. We are all constantly asking, I'm on the Good Friday Agreement Implementation Committee, we ask unionists to participate in North South Ministerial Councils. We ask them to attend the Good Friday Agreement Committee. And indeed, Doug Beattie, who's now the UUP leader before he became leader, did attend, as did Alliance, as did other parties, you know. So
okay. Let me put that to Matt. Matt, how about that? We expect unionists to swallow hard at times and do things they don't like. Why shouldn't we do the same?
I think it is important that we set out our willingness to stretch ourselves, and as Republicans, Sinn Féin, do that consistently. We particularly in relation to debates and discussions around the past, around legacy, and also around the future. This isn't that type of an event today. I think that's very important to say. And I have to reiterate that this can only be taken in the context of what is a very difficult period for many people in terms of the celebrations of the creation of the Northern State, which, as okay. I say, provide nothing to celebrate for
all right,
people
we,
of a
we,
national...
We have your point on that, Matt. Okay, Matt Carty, Sinn Féin TD, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Fine Gael TD. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.